about it. Talk about what God is doing. He ain't dead. It don't look like it, but God's gonna do it. It's coming through. My kids are gonna be all right. Why? Because I know what I put in them. Because God put it in me to put it in them. So you know your kids gonna turn out right. Just keep talking about that thing. Keep putting it out there. So these two words, position and intention, I want to give a definition of, because we really don't see it in the scripture I read. You really don't get position and intention out of that. So we got to make it plain so we understand where we're going in this process. The word position is defined as this: a situation, place occupied, disposition, an arrangement with reference to other things, a posture, state of affairs, ground taken in an argument or dispute, principles laid down, place in society, especially of high rank, a post or employment, a job to be set in place. That's a lot. But I'll tell you a little bit more about that. Intention, a determination to act in a specified way, anything intended, to design, to purpose, to mean something, to be or used for, to signify. So this is intention, this determination to act in a specified way. As we look at the first word, position, we will see that it has several different references. Because of this fact, this word does not appear in the Bible. When you look in Strong Concordance for words, when you go look up position, it's not there. Because God doesn't speak to the generality of position, because it depends on how you're looking at your situation when you're in position. It has several different meanings, and we're going to talk about those. First, it said it addresses a situation, some circumstance that we might find ourselves in. Situations give us position. You know, if you run a red light and the police catch you, you're in a position. It's because of your circumstance. So you got to understand that sometimes a situation might put us in position for something. A place occupied, a location. You know, in this arena, I'm a minister. I'm in position to minister to the body of Christ. Well, that was come by me being here today as a minister. I was called to be a minister, but that's not how I function all the time. When I go to work, the minister's in me, but I'm security. All right, so it may be to do with your location, where you're at. Then it's a disposition, an outcome from an action or circumstance. You know, something might cause you to be in a position to do something. An arrangement with reference to other things. I thought about when we set up for communion. You know, there's one person that's in charge, communion lead person who's going to pray, then everybody else aside. These are just simple ways to help us understand when you're in an environment. So this word position doesn't really have one set meaning. It incorporates a lot of things with it. It talks about the posture, how an individual sees themselves, our attitude that we take. Sometimes our attitude dictates the position we're in, because there's certain things we will allow and we won't allow because of our attitude about certain things. You know, y'all don't eat this. Why? Because my position with pork is I don't eat pork. We take that position up. We stand there and we get affirmed in that. The state of affairs or condition. I look at our economy. Our economy tells us that we better look out. We broke. Better watch out. The hammer's coming down. We're not going to be able to survive. The city don't have no money. The government, federal government doesn't have any money. The banks are all closing up. This is what they would have you believe. But that's based on a condition or a state of affairs. It's the ground taken in an argument or dispute. And we all know this one all too well. When we stand on our firm of beliefs and we argue about something, our position, we just going to argue that position till, you know, whatever. I ain't changing my mind. I'm still going to argue this thing. This is my position. And we go to bed quiet. I ain't going to say mad, just quiet. Amen. Amen. Principles laid down that lead one into a certain path. You know, certain principles put us in position because we have to abide by certain rules. A place in society, like a public office or government, is another position that we can tend to have our behaviors formed around. So, you know, because if I'm the sheriff, I'm a different person. Because now I can put the law on you. Even when you didn't really break the law, because I'm a sheriff, I can put the law on you. You know, I'll find something. You know, if I had to break a tail light or something, I'm going to find something, you know, because of my authority and my position. And then a post or employment, a job is a position to be set in place or appointment, something like an ambassador. an ambassador is appointed. He represents the president when he goes to foreign countries. And when he speaks, it's kind of like the president speaking. And he won't speak till he checks with the president about what he feels about that situation. So, you know, this is one I think that's most closely to what we are. We're ambassadors for Christ. And so when we go places, we speak what Christ says. We only say what the word says. No matter what the circumstances are, they don't change. So this last one, this 11th one, is what we kind of, as Christians, believe in. But all those other ones, they impact our lives. They impact our ability to communicate and operate with one another. And so we really have to be conscious of our position and our intentions. This reference to position describes for us what it is to operate from a specific place or status. When we speak about this word, we must understand that the idea that is generated is from our human experience, which lets us know that regardless of the position we are talking about, it will have personality associated with it. Our human experiences generally give us the basis and impressions of how we determine our responses from our position. What that means is that when you are dealing with things in life, there have been things in your life that have impacted you to make you think and frame your thought process. You don't do certain things because of your experience. And that experience I'm going to feel that experience that you dealt with, even though I had nothing to do, was nowhere around that experience. Because when I deal with you, that's what I'm going to see your personality, what's going to come out of your personality. And oftentimes, this is the way we act with one another because of how we've been treated, mistreated, informed, misinformed. This is what we see in life. This is why people do what they do, because they have been put in a position. And now my response to that is, you get whatever I get out because of what I've been through. Not really the truth about the matter. I don't really give you the truth about it. I give you how I feel about it. So you wonder why we're tripping and slipping all over one another. Because we really don't understand who we really are. And when we really understand, then we can give the people the truth about who we are. And then they can really understand who we really are. And this really helps us in our relationship. Because I tell you, I had a lot of good intentions. Starting out, I had, everything was going to be great. Bed of roses. I couldn't wait to get married. I got married at 19. I couldn't wait. And before I knew it, it wasn't what I intended. I had intentions to make it different, but something else happened. And like I say, when you get in those positions, those environments, where are you going to stand? What are you going to believe in? You see, I took the philosophical way. I took the relationship way. I followed who I was hanging out with. And those things can cost you. They can change your position. Amen? When we add to our position the intent or motive behind why we do what we do, we begin to see how we impact our world, good, bad, or indifferent. Our intentions are derived from how we have been affected or influenced by our environment. Remember, intentions are a determination to act a specified way, anything intended, designed, or purpose. So our intentions are what we develop because of how we've been impacted from our position. And some people have experienced very difficult upbringings. And so when they become adults, they're very difficult to deal with. Because if you show anything like what they experienced, they're going to cut you off right quick. They're going to shut that down. Because why? They said, I'll never go through that again. And sometimes that deprives us of what God is trying to do with us. Because in order to deal with the issue, we have to face that issue. We have to begin to get to the root of that thing and get it and kill it. Because if you don't kill the root, just like all the weeds in your yard, you keep snatching off the head, and all of a sudden the weeds back up again, strong and vibrant. You thought I killed that thing. No, you just took off the head. It's got more, because why? You didn't get to the root. You got to kill it at the root. We got to use some spiritual Roundup. Amen? Some spiritual Roundup. Just psst, psst. Kill that thing. Amen. So how do we respond in our walk in Christ likeness? This is a challenge that we have because we are no longer in the place we used to be in. We are redeemed. We're bought with a price. We have changed our location from the old man and now operate from the new man. The problem for us is the renewing of our mind. This is the challenge of the church, to change the way we think about who we are. Paul states it this way in Philippians 3, 13 and 14. Forgetting those things that are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. We have to ask ourselves, are we pressing in Christ? Okay, now you might be pressing, but you might not be in Christ. So you got to press in Christ. And that means you got to spend time in the Word. You got to spend time in fellowship. You got to spend time being developed into this new walk. Because most of us think we got it all, but I'm telling you, when you get to this thing about God, we have very little understanding about what God really has for us and what he thinks about us. The Word of God is really the tool that he uses to tell us about who we are. And he shows us who he is, and he shows us who we are in him. And he also shows us how we are without him. The Bible didn't leave anything out. It's complete. It doesn't contradict itself.